everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander, Ed Engineering. Today's show on this Tuesday, December 23rd, 2014. We are coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And of course, our podcasts and the complete show archive is available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. You can be literally anywhere in the world as long as you have a computer and you can listen to the show. During today's program, it has been a good year for those who support animal well-being issues in our community. We'll talk about that. About 12:20, it will be our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, who is sporting a big holiday smile as the market pushes to historic levels today into record territory. At 12:30, we will get our health and nutrition questions answered by the nutrition reporter, our friend Jack Challum. Yes, there is a way to eat healthy around the holidays. Ed, I will be very interested to hear that one, because if I have said to you before, Ed, look at the calendar, November, December, that's all I have to do, and I gain 5 pounds.
Look at the lunchroom, and you just gain 5 pounds.
The lunchroom
walking
today.
Walking to the studio,
oh,
yes.
My goodness. There's enough sugar in the KVOI lunchroom to fuel us, I am sure, for about 2 years. The Buckmaster Show live line is 790-2040, and our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Join us. We would love to have you on the Facebook page. Someone we love to have on the program is Barbara Brown. Barbara is chair of the Pima Alliance for Animal Welfare, known as PAW, and she is also vice president on Program Services Community Initiatives for Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Good to see you, Barbara.
It's great to see you, as always.
As I said, it's been a good year for those that care about animals, and present company very much included. How would you characterize the year?
Oh, it was a great year for animals. You know, you've talked about it on your show that the Humane Society has purchased a piece of property and they have a capital campaign going. They're doing very, very well. The Hope Animal Shelter needed a new place to be, and folks stepped up and helped fund a location in Marana. And as we know, the bond passed, which is truly remarkable. And so a new facility is going to be built for Pima Animal Care Center, which will be wonderful because, you know, there's stuff to the gills. So those kinds of things really make us hopeful. Also, at Pima Animal Care Center, the live release rate is creeping up and up and up. And, you know, we hit that magic 90%.
Wow.
And that's going to mean that we are considered here in Tucson a no-kill community.
That's great.
And they're awfully close to that, and I think that they'll probably get there in 2015.
Yeah, just since we've been talking over the last couple of years on the show about animal well-being issues, that percentage continues to creep up going north, and that's what we want to see.
That's what we want.
We've got a couple of interesting events coming up that folks that care about animals, I'm sure, would be interested in. The first one is December 28th, and this is an opportunity to microchip your animal, your companion animal.
Absolutely, which is great. And, you know, holidays are really a time when animals sometimes get out. You know, you open the door for guests and they
Definitely.
Run out or something mm-hmm. like that. And microchip really makes the difference. And so the Pima Animal Care Center on the 28th from 10 to noon is going to have an opportunity for you to get your cat or your dog microchipped. If you live in the 857-05-06-13-46 or 45 zip codes, free.
Wow.
Totally free. If you don't live in those zip codes but would like to have your animal microchipped, and I'm not in one of those, it would be $10.
Wow, that's great.
That's such a bargain, and they can do 200. So, gosh, cycling 200 animals through in a two-hour period, they're going to be really efficient. We know that they are. So that's a great opportunity.
And then we have, for folks that would like to help out on New Year's Day out at Pima Animal Care, it's an opportunity to walk a lonely animal who would love some companionship.
Right, and also like to just get out.
Yeah,
you know,
get
be out.
Out
in the sun.
That's
and that sort of
truth.
Thing. And here it will be sunny. We know
mm-hmm.
that.
Oh, yeah.
They've done the holiday walks for a couple of years now, and about 200 people show up mm-hmm. and they walk dogs, and there's also an opportunity to cuddle the kitties. So if that would be your preference, they really need to have those cats also petted and loved, so that then when they go into a home, you know, they're used to that and having lots of different people handle them. You know, the you and I, right? If
yeah.
we were put into a space like yeah. this studio, if we had to stay in this studio, you know, most of the day, we'd probably go a little stir crazy.
We certainly would.
So this is really a great thing. They've got volunteers that do it every day, but then you hit these holidays, and as you know, volunteers go and see family and that sort of thing. So they open it up to just have anyone come, and it's festive, and you know what? Animals get adopted.
They do through that program,
which
the
is
Walker
really great.
Program. Let's hope that happens also on Christmas. It's good news that the Christmas Day dog walk is already fully booked, but
yes.
New Year's is available.
Yeah, you so know, you do have to RSVP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you can go to andrew.stocker@pima.gov to RSVP for the New Year's Day, or you can call the shelter itself at 243-5900.
People are thinking of last-minute gifts, and of course, animals are adopted around the holidays, but how about adopting an older animal that's been at Pima Animal Care or the Humane Society for a long time? It always breaks my heart when I see some of these animals on Facebook. As you know, I have a very active presence, Barbara, and so do you on Facebook. And we see these animals, sometimes the dog or the cat maybe that's been there for many, many months.
Yes, absolutely. And they really deserve a forever home. All animals do. And that's our objective, is to get animals adopted into an appropriate home so that they can then be there to offer love to the family and be a part of the family. You know, you go on to petfinder.com
mm-hmm.
and you can type in then and sort by Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be astounded at how many different rescue groups we have. And so folks sometimes say, oh, well, I won't go to the shelter because I really would like a beagle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, beagles do end up, every kind of animal ends up at both the Humane Society and at over at Pima Animal Care Center, but there also is a beagle rescue. And so you could actually call the beagle rescue and make arrangements to go meet some of the animals and find an animal if you're interested in beagles or Great Danes or Greyhounds or, you know, whatever the type is, you can find a group that's working with them. You know, it's nice to do is to have a communication with them, because then you know that if that animal will fit into your family. You know, Jack Russells, for example, are very energetic and they love to dig.
Oh, yeah.
And they love to jump and they love to bark. And that may not be the best situation for your particular family. And so by talking to folks who know the breeds, they can help you make a good match, because, you know, you adopt an animal. The idea is that this animal is in your home until
mm-hmm.
the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it does.
As they say, to death
do us part.
There you go.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the commitment that we hope that people make.
I want to talk about the big adopt event. If folks want to perhaps check it out later on in the new year, adopt love, adopt local. This is a paw event. It's a huge Southern Arizona mega adoption animal fair.
Yes. And this is breaking news on your show, because we are not going to formally kick this off until Valentine's Day.
Wow, we got almost a 2-month jump there.
You totally
yeah.
did. So the folks associated with the PIMAL Alliance for Animal Welfare, many volunteers have been working on three different initiatives. And one is putting together this mega adoption event with two goals. One is to get animals adopted, but the other is to really think local. So not to travel out of state to go to a breeder and that sort of thing, but to really look at the fabulous animals that we have local. So it will be at the Tucson Expo Center on April 11th from 9 to 4. And every animal rescue group is going to be there, including groups that have cats. So mm-hmm. it's not just focused on dogs. We also hope to have representatives from the Ironwood Pig Sanctuary there and Equine Voices. So we're going to be covering all the different types of animals that you can have. And people will, again, have a chance to talk to folks about different breeds and see what fits with their lifestyle and hopefully adopt some animals out that day. And then the vendors that will be there will be vendors that support the work of the shelters and the other groups. So there'll be trainers, groomers, folks who sell food, veterinarians. So it'll be all of those different vendors that you will, through the life of your time with your pet, are going to be talking to.
That's going to be the biggest adoption event really in the city's history, Saturday, April 11th. There'll be more information, of course, here on the Buckmaster Show. But in the meantime, we want to thank you so much, Barbara, for all the work you do as the chair of the PIMA Alliance for Animal Welfare. Barbara Brown with us, a good friend of our show and a good friend of animal welfare. You know, we're out of time, but I do want to point out that you said that petfinders.com, and if you put in Tucson, we probably, per capita, have more animal rescue groups than any other place in the United States.
I think that's absolutely true.
Would be probably a safe bet to make that assertion.
You can find any kind of animal you want.
Barbara Brown, have a wonderful holiday. The best to you and yours. Thank you
and
very
you
much.
And you too. Thanks.
All right. Shelley Fishman is next on this Tuesday edition before Christmas of the Buckmaster Show. Be right back.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Do you have uninvited, annoying house guests even before the holidays? Five Star Termite and Pest Control has several options to deal with that inconvenience. Our General Pest Control Division has a cornucopia of service options available to remove these embarrassing invaders from your home. And remember, we are talking about annoying house guests with six or more legs, not your obnoxious drunk uncle. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And Shelley Fishman is the gentleman we consult with anything financial. And Shelley's predictions over the last couple of years on how the market would end up have been remarkable. Congratulations, Shelley, and good to see you this holiday week.
Thank you, Bill. Good to see you.
So, predictions.
We said this year on the Dow was going to be somewhere in the 6 to 10, maybe 8 to 10. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're just at around 8 on the Dow. We're at about 11 on the S&P. I talked about unemployment coming down below 6%. We're at 5.8. And talked about GDP increase at around 3.25%. And we had a very scary first quarter, if you remember. We were
very
actually
scary,
negative.
Yep.
They've just revised the third quarter up to 5%. Looks like we're going to get close to 4% in the fourth quarter. We will come in the year above 3%.
Well, that's very respectable.
It's very respectable.
Yeah.
It's just a tremendous, steady economic growth. And so, drum roll, please.
Yes, drum roll. The predictions.
For 2015.
There we go.
All right. The Dow, 8 to 12.
Okay.
The GDP up between 3.75 and 4.25 for 2015, and unemployment coming down to about 5.25%. That is full employment.
But you are really looking at a very robust prediction there on the Dow.
Yes. And normally the S&P is going to mm-hmm. be even higher because of interest of dividends and So we could see an S&P in the area of 14 to 16 next year. Let me give you an idea of why I'm going where I'm going.
Yes, please.
First, GDP growth coming off the strong 2014 numbers, we see a really good consistent upswing in GDP growth. The forward price to earnings ratio is at around the average for the past 20 or 30 years and well below the historic highs. The forward right now is around 16 and maybe a little higher at the end of today. But we've seen historic highs at 20, 21. So that indicates that there's more headroom, places to expand. Employment and consumer sentiment are doing very, very well. Corporate earnings are doing well. The Fed has been very transparent and very clear about what they think they're going to be doing. And now we're getting word from the Fed, from Janet Yellen, that she's in no real hurry to raise those interest rates. Maybe the end of next year we'll see some movement to raise the rates, but probably not full normal interest rates until 2017. We've got a Democratic president. Now you say, well, you know, are you being political? Well, yeah, I'm being a little bit political. If you take a look at the rise in equity markets during Democratic presidencies and Republican presidencies, the rise in the Dow on average over the past 70 years has been about 7%, very respectable, and almost 16% under Democrats. And we have low gas prices. Now, low gas prices do not directly contribute toward increased spending because the money that would go into buying gas is simply rechanneled into other consumers, goods. But spreading it out, you know, diversification, if you will, is good. Now, we've got some headwinds, Bill.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what's going to be the – what are the stumbling blocks?
Well, anytime you're dealing with markets, the biggest headwind comes under the heading of anything that's unpredictable. You know, markets like stability. They like predictability. So, you know, international instability is a big potential headwind. You know, instability in the Middle East, in Russia, Central and Southern Europe. We're still having problems in Greece and Portugal and Spain. You know, we have a hostile Congress, hostile to the president's policies. And that kind of uncertainty, especially when you have these, you know, cliff moments in falling off this cliff or that cliff or increasing national debt, that kind of thing promotes uncertainty. We're in year six of a business cycle, and you and I have talked about this a little bit. When business cycles begin to get old, they begin to, you know, grow a little bit worn around the collar. And at some point, you know, the cycle will turn around and we will move into, you know, some sort of pullback.
But you don't see that happening, obviously,
I'm
with
not
your
concerned
prediction
about it until the end of next year.
The end of next year.
Yeah, 2015, I think, is going to be okay. And you know, we'll talk again, you know, next August or September and see if we're on track. Income inequality is a huge headwind for us, low wage growth. We've seen, even though unemployment is down, we've seen the participation rate in the labor force is still not where it needs to be. And wage growth is only running slightly ahead of inflation, which means that people don't have a lot of extra money to spend in this consumer-driven economy. Now, the change in gas prices is like a tax cut for a lot of people, and so that's going to help a lot, but it's still a headwind. And then, you know, the year-end Fed move on interest rates, if the Fed does not do this very carefully, they could, you know, throw the market into some overreaction. I don't think that'll happen, but those are the things. So we've got, you know, known possible headwinds and a couple of unknowables that present somewhat of a problem.
And a week from today, really the first half hour of the show, next Tuesday, Shelley will join me as we speak with UA economist Dr. George Hammond. We're going to dig deep into the Arizona economy.
Right, right. And that of course, is somewhat different from the overall macro picture, but I'm really looking forward to that. He's a great guy and a very good resource.
He is. Dr. Hammond will be with us next Tuesday. That'll be our Tuesday show before the new year. Shelley, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, 940-0884 is the cell number to reach me on. And the best way, though, is buckmastershow.com.
And remember, do that year-end portfolio check.
Absolutely. Whether you do it with me, your advisor, or on your own, make sure that you've taken a look at the fact that your portfolio has changed over the year, because we've had different growth rates and different segments of your allocation, and therefore it's not allocated the way you thought it was at the beginning of the year. So now's the time to maybe harvest some losses, take a look at when to take those gains, and make those changes.
All right, Shelley Fishman, want to wish you and yours a wonderful holiday season. We'll see you next Tuesday at noon for that special half hour on the Arizona economy.
Looking forward to it. Merry Christmas. Hi to Ann.
Thank you very much, Shelley. All the best to you. Back right after this.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Holly, Christmas, Rudolph. Looks like we're going down.
Ah! Game over, man. Game over. Mayday, mayday. We're going down.
Unidentified aircraft. This is the Tucson Tower. You're invading TSA airspace. State your business.
Tucson Tower, this is Santa making a forced landing to Perfection Auto Works for a fast repair. Got to deliver toys and gifts to all the children on the planet.
Santa Claus? Are you crazy? It's Christmas Eve, and you didn't take your sleigh to Perfection Auto Works for the free 26-point inspection before your journey? What would the children think?
Ho, 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 and a word to those who listen. Take your car to Perfection Auto Works and let your car repairs glisten.
Santa, thank you for saving Christmas and taking your car to Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650, perfectionautoworks.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us they'd get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
The snow is snowing and the wind, it is blowing, but I...
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our Tuesday show before the Christmas holiday, and everybody here at KVOI wishing every one of our listeners a wonderful holiday season. And I know that all of our sponsors here on the Buckmaster Show, first of all, we thank them, and they want to wish all of the Buckmaster Show listeners a very happy, happy Christmas, Hanukkah, holidays, New Year, you name it. And of course, one of those sponsors, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. They've been so good to us here on the Buckmaster Show. We send so many of our listeners over there who are kind of looking just to kind of get away and something different over in southwest New Mexico. It's 3 hours from Tucson. And think about it, for a New Year getaway early into the New Year. It's an easy drive, and historic Silver City is there, lots of galleries, and the Gila National Wilderness, the Cliff Dwellings National Monument is there, very, very close to Silver City. Great places to stay, like Agave Ridge Retreat. You can find out all about it on their great website, southwestnewmexico.org. My next guest is a big fan of that part of the world, Jack Challum, the nutrition reporter. Not only is Jack an expert on nutrition, he is a like five-star rated photographer. One of his photographs was so considered so noteworthy that Nikon featured it in their calendar. Was that taken in New Mexico?
Yeah.
First of all, welcome, Jack.
Yeah. Hi, Bill. Merry Christmas.
Was that picture from New Mexico?
Yes. White Sands.
Wow.
In fact, I may be back in New Mexico for a few days next month.
So for a photographer, New Mexico, well, Arizona, of course, but New Mexico is just really, really rich for photographics.
Oh, yeah. But both states are, New Mexico has, great geography, great culture. And, the truth is, this should have all been one state.
And you know what? The capital should have been right here. in Tucson, but that's another show. Jack Challum is a personal nutrition coach. He is one of America's most trusted health writers. He travels the world, speaks about nutrition. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition. He's the best-selling author of more than 20 books, including Inflammation Syndrome, and his latest book, No More Fatigue. All of his books are available on Amazon. If you just do a Google on your name, I guess it comes up, right?
Yeah, that's probably the easiest way to do it.
And, of course, you do the monthly Nutrition Reporter newsletter. And we want to talk, obviously, this time around about holiday eating. As Ed pointed out, there's enough sugar here at the KVOI out in the kitchen. We've got plenty of holiday goodies, and that's probably being duplicated, Jack, in just about every office setting in America and probably every home. And so it's very difficult to try to eat in a healthy way this time of year.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, at the beginning of the show, you mentioned that you feel like you've already gained 5 pounds.
And in fact, I think I have.
Okay. It's not just a thought.
I think it is a fact.
There have been studies that show that people do have a weight bump this time of year. And it really starts around Halloween, I think, with kind of like leftover Halloween candy.
Yes.
That you don't want the kids to have, so you have it yourself.
Uh-huh.
And it really continues through at least New Year's Eve. And what the research has shown is that for most people, the weight just accumulates year after year. And now we've got a society in which 2 out of 3 people are overweight, and 1/3 of people are actually obese, which means at least 30 pounds over their ideal weight.
Mm.
So here we are. I've got a bunch of friends who are great bakers. And so you know the story. Food is love. And I've got brownies and cakes and cookies. And at the moment, even I'm feeling a little sugared out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to try to focus a little more on protein and veggies. And as we might say in medicine, titrate the sugar. Basically, just take it in smaller doses.
This would not be a good time to do one of those glucose fasting tests.
Oh, no. We would all fail.
I think that maybe should be put off until after we detox on the sugar in January. Let's go to the live line. Sheldon has a question for Jack about inflammation. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Happy holidays.
Hi, Sheldon.
I wanted to ask you, Jack, you mentioned eating foods for dealing with inflammation, like I have arthritis in my neck. And how about dealing with cancer? I read something that eating beans can perhaps contend with a form of cancer. I'll take your answer off the phone line. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Sheldon.
Very good questions. The inflammatory foods, speaking of sugar, are really the sugars and other types of processed starches, you know, the breads, the pizzas, the bagels and muffins and things like that. And the anti-inflammatory foods really are two categories. One is a lot of veggies and fish, as long as the fish is not deep fried. So baked, broiled, maybe cooked in a pan with a little bit of olive oil, which is also anti-inflammatory. And this really leads into some of my advice for this time of year. And it is to really go easy on the starchy stuff you put on your plate, emphasize the protein and as many veggies as you can get on that plate. And another strategy is, if someone prepares the plate for you,
mm-hmm.
sort of divide it in half and eat half of it. Most of us are tempted to finish the entire plate.
Oh, yes. But don't leave a drop on the plate.
Exactly.
That's kind of how we were raised, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can draw a line with your fork or knife, or you could just draw the line mentally. And, you could take the rest home. Mm-hmm. Or if you're already home, put it in the fridge. Have it the next day for lunch.
How about Sheldon's the second part of his question about anti-cancer dietary supplement, not supplements, but eating in a way that might be reducing our risk of cancer?
Yeah, it's really the same strategy. And the link is what really drives a cancer is inflammation.
Mm.
And, you know, researchers have looked into the whole microenvironment in tumors, and the gas pedal is inflammation. So, again, cut back on the inflammatory foods like the sugars and refined starches, and emphasize quality protein, particularly fish like salmon, and a lot of veggies. And by veggies, I'm saying go beyond potatoes and carrots and peas and corn. There are just so many veggies to choose from in the grocery store or a natural food store.
And I understand there was some research that was done in China that found that people actually with the pre-diabetic condition, that would be fasting glucose level that is not into the diabetes range, but kind of getting up there, have a higher long-term risk of developing cancer.
Yeah, that's true. And this has been suspected for a number of years. And these Chinese researchers analyzed a whole bunch of studies, and they really found this correlation between having essentially moderately elevated blood sugar levels. Again, that comes from eating a lot of sugary foods and refined starches. And the link between moderately high blood sugar levels and a subsequent risk of cancer, which could be, you know, decades down the line.
All right, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have any health or nutrition questions, wellness questions, or comments, Jack Chalom and I would love to hear from you. We're going to take a break right here on the Tuesday edition of Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, live streaming at buckmastershow.com. Be right back.
Like to help people in our community who are in need and save money on your taxes. The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit keeps your tax dollars in Tucson when you direct it to a qualifying charity. Individuals may donate up to $200 and married filing jointly up to $400. Receive a dollar-for-dollar credit that will reduce your Arizona state income tax. This could also be claimed on your federal taxes. Help local charities like TMM Family Services, Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson, and Youth on Their Own. Go to azcharitytaxcredit.org.
See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of handwoven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. A big shout out to Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works. I've checked out Mike's operation. Strongly recommend this locally owned Tucson business for all your foreign and domestic auto needs. PerfectionAutoWorks.com, Midtown location, one block south of Speedway on North Beverly. We welcome back for the second segment of his day with us, Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have any questions about health, wellness, Jack would be happy to talk with you, entertain your question. We've been spending the first part of our interview with Jack talking about the obvious sugar connection with the holidays, but there is another connection that I think, whether you feel it kind of almost a subliminal way, is stress. Just drive out there in the traffic. It is very, very bad. Driving into the station today, I can't recall seeing this much traffic at this time of day. So, I mean, it's crazy out there.
You mean this is a stressful time around Christmas?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. This is why I try to avoid the malls. Yes, big time stress. You know, my personal gripe is people seem to forget the spirit of the holidays.
There you go.
And they lose all sense of kindness in this mad rush to buy gifts and do everything they feel like they have to do. Which brings us to a study about a supplement called, sorry, it's going to be a tongue twister, phosphatidylserine. And what it is really a combination of an amino acid called serine, some phosphorus, some healthy fats. This is a normal compound found in brain cells, and it has an anti-stress effect. This was a really good study done in Germany, and they gave people who had high levels of stress and low levels of stress different doses of phosphatidylserine. And the people who benefited the most were those who said they were really heavily stressed, and they were also taking a high dose of phosphatidylserine. The dose was 400 milligrams per day. You can get this at any health food store.
I've never heard
in town.
Of this. Yes. Is there some kind of a shortened version of that name, or that'd be hard to put even on a label.
Yeah. it would probably wrap around the bottle bill.
Yeah.
Some people will just refer to it as PS, mm-hmm. But some of the clerks might not get it. So, you know, try to remember it as best as you can, phosphatidylserine. Now, it has another benefit, and there were some studies done years ago showing that it improves memory. Hmm. Again, it's an essential compound in the brain. Our brain cells need it to really work optimally to keep our brain cells young, and if our brain cells are young, that means our brains have a younger quality.
What's the dose then that is normally sold in the health food store?
Probably 100, maybe 200 milligrams. Uh-huh. And I do take it every day. I take 100 milligrams, and I've been taking it for years and years.
Wow.
What did you say your name was?
Yeah, there you go. So the study, though, had a higher dose.
Yeah.
I believe you said,
the study
if my
used
memory serves me correctly, you said 400.
400 milligrams.
Okay.
So my advice would be, if you're really totally stressed out this time of year or at other times of the year, take that dose for a couple weeks and then drop down to maybe 100 or 200 milligrams every day.
Any side effects with this?
Just a better memory.
Just a better memory. Okay.
Which means you'll probably be more likely to remember to take the capsule.
There you go. Jack Chalam is with us, 790-2040. Jack, anything about probiotics in your studies recently? That seems to be a hot topic these days.
Boy, this is really the next wave. Mm-hmm. And the latest study is one we've known about for a very long time. If you're taking antibiotics, you're going to be spending a lot of time in the bathroom.
That's
because
right.
They loosen you up.
Mm-hmm.
The way to deal with that is while you're taking the antibiotics and for a few weeks later, also take some probiotics. Go to the health food store. Look for a product with at least two different species of bacteria in them. These are the good bacteria. Antibiotics basically wipe out everything. And these probiotic supplements help restore the normal bacteria in our gut. There's so much other research coming out about the effect of probiotics on our overall immunity, on our moods even. And the immunity connection is very important this time of year, because this is when so many people catch colds or the flu. And so taking some probiotics every day will often help prevent those infections.
So antibiotics are equal opportunity
destroyers. Yes.
Aren't they? They
yes.
don't really, I mean, they're going to kill the good and the bad.
That's
bacteria.
Correct. Yeah. And the worst ones are the broad spectrum antibiotics, which are often given to people or children with difficult to treat bacterial infections. I think it was a couple of years ago, I just decided to make them part of my daily regimen and always take them after you've had some food. Otherwise, the acid in your stomach will destroy them.
Okay, Jack, we're getting a couple of calls here. People want to know about this, the memory enhancer. I think you're going to need to spell this particular word out for our listeners, because they did not really get it. Could you go ahead?
Yeah, phosphatidylserine. So P-H-O-S-P-H-A. T-I-D-Y-L-S-E-R-I-N-E.
Okay. And again, it could possibly be referred to as PS if you went to the health food store.
Yeah, and if you say PS and it's for memory, my guess is most of the health food store clerks will figure out what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. Any fine Ed, did we have – we clean it? We're okay there. Okay, we had a couple of people that wanted to have that information, and I don't blame them. I'm interested myself, I think, in this particular supplement, and you say it's about 100 milligrams or maybe a couple 100 milligrams if you really feel stressed out. Jack, that's going to do it. We do need to let people know, gladly so, where they can find out more about you and the nutrition newsletter that you put out.
Come visit me at my website, nutritionreporter.com. I've got a year's worth of back issues up there for free downloads. There's subscription information if anyone wants to subscribe. There are links to Amazon for my books. Lots of great stuff, lots of free stuff.
And the Nutrition Reporter is trademarked. Jack Chalom is the Nutrition Reporter, right?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much. Have a great holiday. Thanks a lot for being with us. We'll see you in January.
And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Jack. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan Better Water, Pure and Simple. Thank you, Culligan. Better water for all of us here on KVOI. We appreciate it very much. Also, we want to say thank you to really everyone here at KVOI, making this a great year. All of our local talk shows for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. We've got the morning show, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 with Chris and Joe, and then Christy Simone, the Daily Double, is on each day with Chris and a new host from 8 to 9. And behind the glass, Ed Alexander, thank you very much, Ed, for all of your service. Merry Christmas to you and all of our listeners. Have a great holiday. Thanks.
Intelligent Talk 24/7. AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.